Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 14th. I'm Sebastian Vega. USC students are lining up at the health center to get vaccinated so they can stay in school. Desiree DeSario stopped by.
The university prohibits any students without vaccinations for measles and mumps to register for classes in the spring semester. They either have to get the blood test or the vaccination itself, which they're doing here at the health center.
Go down the hallway to room 140 and they'll do your blood test.
Sandra Perez is one of those students. She actually had to pay a fine last semester for not providing her vaccinations.
I received a notice and I ignored it. My registration was blocked.
So this semester, she's here getting the blood test because she couldn't find her records.
Right. Stretch your arm. This way, okay? And all the way here.
University officials say that 35,000 students here at USC are required to have their shot records.
She just said drop it off. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I'm Desiree DeSario, Annenberg Radio News.
A new website will help victims whose intimate photos and videos are circulated on the web without consent. California Attorney General Kamala Harris today announced the launch of the new website. It will offer advice to victims as well as resources for law enforcement and tech companies. The site is a part of Harris's working group on cyber exploitation. Her online resource hub is the first of its kind. Its launch this month marks October as Domestic Violence and Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Fresh off of his first presidential debate, Bernie Sanders is in Los Angeles for a Hollywood fundraiser. Maral Tavitian is at the Avalon talking to Sanders supporters. Maral, what's the energy like over there?
There's a lot of momentum in the crowd here today. People are feeling hopeful and invigorated after what they call a strong showing last night. Supporters young and old have come out to hear Sanders speak, with a strong turnout from millennials. A handful of college students I spoke to even said they skipped class to make the event. Supporters really emphasize that Sanders is a candidate for the people. They seem to really connect with him on a personal level, describing him as genuine and real. Of course, students mentioned free public education as a major reason for their support. Live in Hollywood, Maral Tavitian, Annenberg Radio News.
Thank you, Maral. Faculty at the Cal State Dominguez Hills are protesting a proposed 2% wage increase, saying it's not enough. Reporter Rashaw Ali stopped by the rally in Carson.
About a dozen or so people gathered around a stage near the student union for the quiet rally. They point out that half of the CSU faculty earn less than $38,000 a year, less than a baggage handler at LAX. The California Faculty Association is calling for a 5% raise for all faculty. Professor Cindy Villanueva says that's not a greedy amount.
5% will not put $1 million in my pocket. Woo! It will probably help me pay my bills like anybody else out there.
Miguel Gutierrez, who teaches Chicano studies, says it's disappointing to see his education not valued.
Even with a PhD that I have now, compared to my dad with a third grade education, I still yet haven't made what my dad was making in the 1990s at a factory job in Nebraska.
The Cal State Chancellor has until Monday morning to make his decision regarding the system-wide raise. That's the same day that the faculty will vote on whether they'll strike. Rosh Ali, Annenberg Radio News.
Van Nuys Middle School hosted LAUSD's first Jeopardy tournament today, for school Jeopardy, that is. The game started at 9 a.m. in the school's auditorium. Competitors included the top three students from the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and the winner received a JetBlue airplane trip to wherever they'd like. Today's champion will also participate in the Long Beach Tournament in June, a Southern California Jeopardy competition for students. The city council voted unanimously this morning to allow backyard beekeeping within city limits, joining the ranks of other urban beekeeping areas like Santa Monica, New York City, and Denver. Each single-family home is allowed to have two hives. Front yard beekeeping is still not allowed. If you're planning on beekeeping, you'll need to register with the LA County's Agricultural Commission. Santa Claus is coming to the city council? The Fairbanks Dallas News Minor reports a man legally named Santa Claus, and who looks like Santa Claus, won a seat on the city council in the North Pole, Alaska. Voters put him on their list in the form of a write-in candidate. He started campaigning in his signature red suit a few weeks ago before the election. That's it from all of us this hour. This is Annenberg Radio News. I'm Sebastian Vega.